It's said that he has more Facebook friends than Mark Zuckerberg, has played with more wild animals than Tarzan. He's also the chairman of the South African Jewish Report. But here we call him Howie. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Howard Saxteen.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Good morning. How are you?
This early on a public holiday.
But I made it worth your while. Come on.
You did.
A Kathy special from Josie Blue.
A mocha coffee cold beverage.
And I made it decaf so that you can actually go back to bed if you like.
Oh, if it's decaf, it's completely wasted.
No, it's not.
I may as well not drink it.
Oh, you're right. You know what? I should have brought those.
I want a double calf.
You know, those power drinks. I'm sorry that I forgot to bring one.
It's okay. I will go have one or two after the show and go straight back to bed.
On the strip. They've got the Israeli ones. They're called orgasmas.
On the strip.
You can go and get yourself two orgasms on the strip.
I'm sorry, I'm too young for this program the way you're talking this morning.
Not if you're thinking. I'm making very innocuous,
you're
very
asking me
status.
to strip and have orgasms.
On youth day.
On youth day. And that is why I'm too young. It is youth day, and I'm here celebrating my youth with all of you.
And hot chocolate.
And you are actually looking very youthful, I have to say.
My thank you.
Oil of delay.
And it's clearly working.
I have spent the whole week thinking about nominations for the Jewish Achievers.
And?
I have a list.
And why is your list not in our hands?
Because for some of them, I have to get the contact details, because you ask for us to submit contact details.
I do. Can you reveal any of the people you want to nominate?
No.
Okay.
Listen, here's a question. Why don't you, once people have accepted their nominees, why doesn't the Jewish Report, release the names of who's nominated in which categories?
So I'll tell you what we do. And yes, there's a difference between the business categories and the non-business categories. So when someone, for example, is nominated in the humanitarian or community service categories, we acknowledge the fact that we've received the nomination from the nominee,
yeah,
but we don't announce anyone but the winner. And that is often, it's very difficult to pit people in community service or humanitarian against each other, because there are so many people doing fantastic work.
Isn't the nomination itself acknowledgement, though?
Well, there is, but you know, we've so far received well over 200 nominations.
Really?
Yes.
Sure. That's a lot.
But in the business categories, which is more competitive.
Just hold on. 200 nominations just for the community?
No.
Okay.
In total for the various categories. But, for example, when I last looked in community service alone, there were about 25 nominations.
Wow. I mean, how do you decide?
And, you know, how do you say to one person, you know, we think you're more valuable than someone else?
Yeah, that's true.
But in the business categories where there are issues where you can actually determine based on turnover, based on growth, based on non-intuitive issues,
yes,
there we first of all contact everyone. Say you've been nominated. Are you willing to accept? Are you willing to fill out a copious amount of forms? Are you willing to come in for an interview? And if they do, there are three judging panels that actually sit. And, you know, judging panels, including representatives of the Stock Exchange, representatives of Absa Bank, past winners, and they grilled. And it's a
Sounds delicious. I mean,
it's a fantastic experience, because it's a meaningful experience.
Yeah.
It's not one or two people making a decision. You go through a proper judging process, and people compete against each other.
So then, how do you decide on, you said your community service and your humanitarian awards. How do you decide who wins? On what criteria do you base that?
So, you know something, that is all subjective. But we sit down a group of about 10 people, all intricately involved in the Jewish community in South Africa, and we go through all the motivations that we've received. And let me tell you, we fight sometimes for hours and hours on every award.
Jews fight and disagree on things. Forget it.
But, you know, ultimately, you always reach consensus. Only once has it ever gone down to a vote. But, you know, how we start, everyone gets a pack with all the names, all the motivations.
Yeah.
And then we sit down and we say, give us your top three. And if you're not in everyone's top, so there are approximately 30 votes in, and everyone who's received a vote then goes through to round number two.
Wow.
Then we ask people to motivate why they prefer each of the candidates. And then It's a discussion, an argument, a debate, a fight. And then we beat each other up. But I think we always come to fantastic results. And we've had some amazing, amazing winners over the last few years.
Last year it was Marlene Bethlehem.
Marlene Bethlehem got community service.
So well deserved.
An absolute lifetime within the Women's Benevolent
League. The most understated woman you'll ever meet.
Amazing. Okay? But not only that, she went and she broke ceilings for the community. She was the first woman to become chairperson of the Jewish Board of Deputies and first woman to become president of the Jewish Board of Deputies.
Yeah.
And she served on the commission for language, culture and religious rights and represented the community on that. And an absolute stalwart of our community. And it was such a privilege to recognize someone like that. An amazing, amazing achievement.
And so humble.
So humble, absolutely. And just still to this day, just giving over and over again to our community. You know, a few years ago, people said to me, the late Gerald Leisner would never accept an award. And you know something? These awards are so meaningful. I called up Gerald and I said, the community wants to recognize you for everything that you've done. I know it's not part of your personality, but you are a role model for so many people in this community. And he said, great, I'll do it. And what we did is brought in Michael Katz, who's a previous winner of the awards, who had gotten Gerald involved in Jewish communal affairs. And Michael Katz came.
Michael Katz, the lawyer.
Michael Katz, the lawyer, former chairperson and president of the Jewish Board of Deputies. And Michael came in and presented the award to his friend Gerald, who he actually involved.
That's wonderful.
So it's an amazing, amazing thing. And people should be nominating. And the email address is nominations@sajewishreport.co.za. And there's so many categories. Lifetime Achievement Award. So last year, the winners of the Lifetime Achievement Award, we actually gave to the Donald Gordon Foundation. And, you know,
incredible.
Wendy and Hilton Applebaum came up from their wine farm in Stellenbosch and they came to accept the award and really recognize the work that the family and Donald Gordon has done for South Africa in general. And when you think about the Gordon Institute of Business and how many people have been through Gibbs and gotten a proper business education, if you think of the Donald Gordon Medical Center, you know, if you think of what WITS has done with the literally hundreds of millions of rands that the Gordon family have given WITS towards education, and you know, you think all of it is education related, things the country absolutely needs.
Yeah.
Like, what an amazing, amazing contribution they've made to South Africa. And the fact that we could give a Lifetime Achievement Award while Donnie Gordon was still alive is just such an honor and privilege.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Jews are very philanthropic, though.
You know,
we're very altruistic.
We are, and we should be
It's in our DNA.
And you know something? We live in a country where a little money can do so much good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a funny story from the awards. A few years ago, we gave Natie Kirsch the Lifetime Achievement Award. And he flew in from the south of France to come accept his award. And here is probably one of the greatest industrialists South Africa has ever produced. And we in the cocktail event before the awards, and I say, Natie, please come into a picture with Patrice Motsepe. Now, Patrice Motsepe...
He was also there to collect.
Was there to accept the Humanitarian Award, one of the richest South Africans, and someone who has contributed 50% of his family fortune to the Giving Pledge. Mm. The pledge started by Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, and he's contributed 50% of his family wealth towards charitable events. So I say to Natie Kirsch, please come into a picture with Patrice Motsepe. And he turns around to me and says, who's Patrice? And I say, well, according to the Sunday Times, he's the richest man in South Africa. And Natie says, really? How much? And I say, well, the Sunday Times says about 23 billion rand. And Natie says, oh, that's not very much.
It's because it's rand.
But, you know, the amazing thing is that we gather people around. And you look at that room, which is about 600 people in a gala event in black tie, and it is absolutely astounding who we can gather into an event like that. And industrialists and musicians and artists, you know, William Kentridge came to get an award. And a lot of people say, you know, William Kentridge is not really connected to the community. And he stood up and he spoke about how meaningful this was to him because it would have been so meaningful to his grandfather. And you now have probably the greatest artist, living artist, that South Africa has produced in a century. and when he comes and speaks about how meaningful it would be to his family, or David Goldblatt, South Africa's greatest photographer, and he gets up and he speaks about his grandmother's Knedlach as part of the award.
Do they have to be South Africans who are still involved in South Africa?
Yes. So we don't want people who've left and never had a connection to South Africa. But last year, you may remember, Sean Thompson, the world-famous surfer, someone who, Kathy, you've had a crush on since the 1970s.
Absolutely. I'm sure that somewhere along the line I had a poster of him in my school diary.
I mean, probably the greatest surfer that has ever existed. And he flies out from California to come accept the award. And he tells me the first thing he does is say to his wife, "Do you mind if I go to Jeffreys Bay? I just need to surf the perfect wave." And that's the first thing he does when he arrives in South Africa. And he goes and he sets up while he's there, because he's so famous in the surfing community. He sets up a course while he's there for underprivileged kids to teach them surfing while he's in J-Bay. Yeah. And now he comes back to South Africa almost every year, and he's one of the greatest, most inspirational people and one of the nicest human beings you'll ever meet.
Very humble. They've all got humility, and that's an amazing thing.
Yeah.